Hello. You're listening to me, Sarah Jackman, with the latest episode of Bricks and Mortar from EG. Today, I'm joined by Nick Jones, a surveyor at CBRE and recent graduate from its apprenticeship scheme. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Nick, many thanks indeed for joining us today to talk about your experience of qualifying as a surveyor via the CBRE apprenticeship scheme. My understanding is you were working at Chessington World of Adventures prior to joining CBRE as an apprentice in 2013. How did you make the leap into property?
Yeah, so it's quite a big change. So when I was doing my A-levels, I was at Chessington World of Adventures just as a part-time A-level job. And then following on from doing my A-levels, I had the thought that a career in property would definitely suit me. And at the time, I wasn't too sure of going to uni and what to study. So I was always interested in property. And then following that, I was looking for careers in property, and that's how I ended up where I am today.
And how did you get that initial sort of exposure and learning about the world of property, really? Where did that come from?
Yeah, so really just from sort of looking at magazines such as Estates Gazette and Property Week, magazines such as that I picked up and read online. But none of my family, interestingly, are in property, so it was really a big leap at the time for me. Mm. I think apprenticeship schemes 5 years ago were very untested. And CBRE in particular, we were the trailblazer, a five-year apprenticeship scheme for that. So it really was just a leap of faith, to be honest.
Okay. And how did you become aware of the apprenticeship scheme? I mean, was it widely advertised? How did you get an understanding of it?
And it was through the Chartered Surveying Training Trust,
right.
Whereby I picked up the apprenticeship scheme. But there really wasn't too much information about it at the time because it was really the first of its nature. So it was, as mentioned, was a leap of faith. But yeah, it was through the Chartered Surveying Training Trust where I became aware of the apprenticeship scheme.
Okay, so you mentioned you weren't entirely sure about going to university. What attracted you to the apprenticeship route rather than the graduate scheme?
Yeah, so an apprenticeship, effectively, for those that don't know, CBRE sponsored me through getting a degree and also an MVQ in surveying. So throughout the 5 years, I went for the Chartered Surveying Training Trust and did an MVQ in surveying and then went on to study at Kingston University, whereby I got a first-class degree in real estate management. So for me, being interested in property but not too sure whether I was going to go to uni and do a more vocational course, yeah, that was really up for me.
And how competitive was it trying to get an apprenticeship at that time?
Yeah, particularly at CBRE, it was very competitive. So I believe there was a couple of hundred applicants. Mm-hmm. And there was an initial online stage whereby we wrote a little case study about why we wanted to be in property and what we knew, essentially. And then the interviews began at CBRE, which was very daunting, being an 18-year-old coming into a big corporate company. And there was three rounds of interview, including one with the managing director, Kieran Bird, which was really the sign-off, and then we got going from there.
And so when you were selected, how many of you started on that apprenticeship scheme?
So there was 11 chosen at CBRE's first apprenticeship scheme. As far as I'm aware, there wasn't other companies doing it at the time. But I have to say, look, year after year, from 5 years ago, many companies have come and asked us about the scheme and really understood what it takes to get their apprentice through the scheme and through to becoming a chartered surveyor. But yeah, at the time, there was 11 of us and it was really one of a kind.
And was there quite a close-knit community amongst the 11 of you?
Yeah, definitely. It was fair to say we was all pretty clueless at the start. None of us had previous property experience, maybe just a little bit of work experience or an internship. So it really was completely new. And then in terms of managing the educational side of stuff, there was, we had organised classes between us to make sure that we could all get through it and get our work done.
Okay, and just that leads me on really just to think a little bit about how it was actually structured. So once you started the apprenticeship scheme, how did it work week to week?
Yeah, so typically we'd get a day release from CBRE whereby we would go to either the Chartered Surveying Training Trust or Kingston University a bit later on. So it was a day release and it was really up to the individual to put the time and effort in to make sure that you have the time to keep up with your work and also get the grades to get you through the course.
And what sort of support did you get from CBRE just in terms of mentoring and actually helping you through on the practical side?
Yeah, so each year you had an assigned mentor, so it's probably worth noting on the scheme that you rotate through different departments throughout CBRE to get as much exposure as you can, and you was assigned a mentor in each department. And then really from there, it's quite lucky that Seabury is such a big company with so much information, because when doing assignments and sort of online tests and stuff, there's so much resource to fall back on. So, yeah, I was quite lucky in that nature.
Okay, talk me through then the different rotations that you experienced over that period of time.
Yeah, so when I was 18 and first joined Seabury, I started in the property management division, where we were solely on M&G's account, so we managed their whole portfolio. And then through there, I went to a specialist markets team where I'm actually employed now in full-time, which is a brokerage healthcare team, so it's specialist real estate. I did a rotation client side at Seabury Global Investors, which was really cool. And I've also been in the West End investment team. So a real big mixed bag of real estate and different sectors, which has, you know, it's helped my contacts, my network massively.
Mm-hmm. And how did you really sort of hone in on the area that you're employed in now?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I was in the rotation before in specialist markets and really enjoyed it and always kept touch with them as well. I think for me, having a greater understanding of real estate than I did when I first joined, it's really an emerging market, or has already emerged, but I think there's so much more to come from alternative real estate, and it's something I love doing, and I was lucky to go back there.
And tell me a little bit then about how you hope that your career will progress in that field. I mean, what are the next steps for you?
Yeah, for me, it's now, luckily, I don't have to come sort of the end of the day think about an assignment or revising for APC, which is really nice. So I'm able to focus solely on the work that I'm doing. And for me, Seabury is a great place to learn, to keep learning and to progress throughout. And hopefully I can move up through the company and help other apprentices get through the scheme as I have done.
And what sort of contact do you have with people on the apprenticeship scheme now?
Yeah, so putting the shoes of an interviewer on, I was actually lucky enough to do the interviews for the apprentices coming through.
Were you?
Didn't give them too much of a hard time. But so having gone through it and knowing exactly what needs to be done and the capabilities and really the work ethic of the individual, even if the the property sort of understanding isn't quite there, it's all about learning and being dedicated to the course. So we have a great relationship with apprentices coming through. And I hope that, you know, everyone comes through and manages to do the APC as we have done this year.
And how did you find the studying for the final assessment? You mentioned the APC. I imagine there's quite a lot of pressure and build-up to that final examination and interview. How did it sit with you?
It's stressful. I think the APC interview, you put a lot of pressure on yourself, whereas a normal graduate would sort of have a two-year graduate scheme following their doing their degree. I think 5 years within a big company like Seabury, you're ready to become a chartered surveyor, and you really put a lot of pressure on yourself to do that. Yeah, there's no denying there's a lot of hard work. There was weekends that sacrificed and really making sure that I was ready for my final interview. But yeah, just being as prepared as possible and making sure that you're ready for it.
You mentioned that you were one of the first people to graduate from the scheme. What sort of sense of achievement has that given you, having gone, I guess, through 5 years and had that sort of nurturing and that environment from CBRE? How do you feel about where you are now?
Yeah, I think firstly, it's probably a massive sense of relief. I think having joined 5 years ago, that was the ultimate goal, to pass the APC, and it seems a bit surreal that it's actually come and been done now, which is absolutely brilliant. But it gives me the sort of oomph to move forward within Seabury, and it's really great that we've had so many people backing us and really getting behind us and helping us throughout the whole scheme. So yeah, a sense of relief and an element of keeping going.
And what sort of advice would you give to people looking at the apprenticeship scheme now as a possibility and a way into the profession?
Yeah, so I think if for anyone that's interested in a career in real estate and property, I think that internships and work experience are now a lot easier at big corporate companies. Definitely recommend a couple of weeks during the summer or during Christmas breaks to go in and understand what corporate life is about and try and get a grasp of the sort of basics of real estate. And if going through and doing a full-time degree isn't for you, then I would definitely recommend an apprenticeship. As I mentioned throughout, there's plenty of people to rely on, and a bit of hard work and grit and determination will definitely get you through to the end.
And what do you think are the advantages, really, of doing an apprenticeship rather than going to university and then sitting for the APC over a two-year period?
My network, having been in the industry for 5 years, is way beyond what I thought it would be. I sometimes forget and have to pinch myself that I know so many people in so many different elements and sectors within real estate. And at the end of the day, I think that's really valuable, having people in from all sort of dynamics and across the UK that you can rely on and just speak to, even if it isn't, you know, particularly work focused. And then, of course, having been sponsored through it is it's a big part of it. For me, I was undecided whether I wanted to go to university, and having the sponsorship behind me, you know, really drove me to go through and complete it.
So no regrets then?
No regrets, no.
On that note, Nick, thank you very much indeed. That's been a really useful insight into the apprenticeship scheme. That was Bricks and Mortar from EG with me, Sarah Jackman. For more information on developing a career in real estate, see egi.co.uk.